It is just one case among others, because there are plans to physically annihilate key leaders of the opposition and civil society organizations. And this is planned by high-ranking officers in the intelligence services of the Republic. The plan is headed by General Chimiriman Adolf, who is working hand-in-hand with General Maurice Patient Bonima and another senior director at the intelligence services, Berthe Gahungu. They have appointed at least four teams which help to deal with key leaders of the opposition, starting with myself, Reus Ngendakumana, and some journalists like Dog Rugurika and other journalists who may disturb those killers. Some senior people from civil society like Maggie Barankitse of Maison Shalom in Iruyigi, Pacific Ngazo of Okode, Mbonima Claver of Upper Dehash, Vital Shimirimana of Fosk, and the other politicians like Guillaume of CNDD, led by Nyangoma, and Leos Ngendakumana, who is the leader of the coalition ADC Ikibiri. So they plan to put in jail some of my sympathizers, and others may be assassinated. And what is said is that many people who have been involved in extrajudicial execution, like Desire Olo, Kazungu, and the chief of intelligence in Bujumbura mayorship, Alexis Ndayikiye, are also involved in those assassinations, which are due to take place within this second part of March. They are saying that they must do away with all these people I have just mentioned before March comes to its end. They have distributed weapons and military and police equipment and garments also. And they meet every Friday to plan who is to be killed the next time. And it is said that they have got mercenaries from Somalia who are even training terrorist squadron in Kibera and Rukoko, as well as in Kiribaundes in Congo, Chimuka, Ntunda, Kamanyola, and Sange. Briefly, this is the situation.
So may I ask you, where did you get your evidence that the government is trying to get rid of opposition members and civil society groups?
I think the information leaks from those ranks themselves. And you can be sure that what I'm telling you is true, because even those who attempted to assassinate my wife yesterday was covered by police units so that they could escape from the area. So this is to mean that it is something which is planned by the service of the government.
Was that your wife that was shot? The attempted assassination was made on her life?
She went to a hair salon, and what can be concluded is that they had followed the car which drove her there, and then the assassin rushed into the salon, shot her, and could escape in a car which didn't have even a plate number. Even a policeman who was close to that place, who tried to intervene in order to ensure security, was at risk, because there is another pickup of the police which was covering those assassins, which failed, just risked to just hit him. And there was also another pickup which are mainly used by the intelligence, which was waiting for them at a nearest petrol station. So somehow it is clear that they are determined to hinder all the efforts of Burundians who wish to live in peace, because there is no other reason except our position as opposition in this country. Nothing else can explain why she could be attacked that side and that way.
So how is she doing?
I'm confident she's going to recover soon, because fortunately the bullet didn't penetrate but it just wound hells superficially.
If that is the case, are you not concerned that the so-called assassins may be coming after you?
Of course, I am always concerned with this, because many times I have got some strange messages and I have got tips from police or intelligence to be very, very careful that there are some plans. I can just tell you that even this last Friday, I got some information which were likely to say that I must be careful and that all the leaders of the opposition must be very, very careful that there are plans of assassination. And what has been done yesterday toward my wife is just a proof that really the information I got Friday was true.
All this is happening, I think, when the Catholic Church bishops have told the president that they don't want him to seek a third term. Is this all that you think is behind all this?
Indeed, they are trying to threaten whoever is challenging them. Some sources are indicating that even that Archbishop of Gitega some weeks ago was to be assassinated, but he could escape from this bad plan because somebody could just tell him to not make the move to Bujumbura. And really, this regime is really determined to keep his reign on the Burundi by hook or by crook. But I think they are losing their time because they must go. After all, two terms, no, it isn't more than that. And everybody is convinced, even in the ranks of CNDD-FDD itself, that it is time to see the changes in this country. We are no longer able to be a regime which is only busy looting and killing innocent people. We cannot be at this any longer. We wish to go to the elections, and then the polls will determine who is worth to rule this country, but not Nkurunziza.